to noon hour? Check out the audio at our new website, NorthIdahoRadio.com.
The opinions expressed on this program are those of the hosts and their guests, and not of Blue Sky Broadcasting.
All right. Hi again, everybody, and welcome aboard our local hour here on KSBT 1400 AM in somewhat sunny but cool Sandpoint, and 1450 AM KBFI in always beautiful and kind of pretty cool, too, Monters Ferry. We're also, you can listen to us on 97.1 if you get that any better on your radio dial on the FM side. And anytime, anywhere, you can even listen to shows from last month by going to NorthIdahoRadio.com and click on the local hour and then pick the show you want to hear. How cool is that? Anyway, we've got a cool show for you today. Oh, happy Earth Day, everybody. It is. We were talking about Earth Day stuff yesterday on the show, but today is officially Earth Day, the 22nd. And as our producer pointed out, that why is ABC News giving us Mars news on Earth Day? It seems kind of sacrilegious or something. Rude. Yeah, that's what it was. Just like, we don't talk about Mars on Earth Day. It's not Mars Day. They're going to have their own day. Anyway, it is Thursday. It's North Idaho Thursday. I'm Bob Witte. I want to thank Perky Smith-Hagenon for joining me and Ricky yesterday. That was a lot of fun. I think I learned a thing or two about birds. I think they made up half of it still, but learned a few things. Today we'll learn a thing or two about Earth Day. We'll talk about that in a few minutes. We'll also welcome back in Jeff Gove and Ian Kindy from the Idaho Club. It's spring. It's golf season. I love it. The days are warming up, and golf is in the air. They'll tell us what's going on out at the Idaho Club for this year. Also today, we'll be chatting with Carolyn Knack from the Lake Pondere Waterkeeper. They have an important Earth Day event going on this weekend. There's actually a lot of Earth Day events this week and this weekend. We'll get to some of those here momentarily. But first, I got a press release. Finally, the official press release from the internet provider Ting, Crazy Fast Fiber Internet. They are made it official today that they are offering service into Dover and Kootenai. So for all of you out in the ever-expanding Kootenai area, there seems to be new houses every time I drive by. You can get super fast fiber internet. And for folks in Dover, which, you know, not only the old town of Dover, but of course Dover Bay and all the condos and nice homes there along the river. So it's good news for you guys. And just as a personal note, I've had Ting since they came to town, and I love it. Absolutely love it. Wireless for my TV and everything that I do. Anyway, it works just great. And if you want more information on it or to pre-order, if you're in Dover or Kootenai, you can go to ting.com/greatersandpoint.com and you'll learn all about it. There's very affordable programs and what have you. So that's in the news today. Also going on this weekend, I mentioned Earth Day. We'll be talking to the Lake Pondere Waterkeeper folks about their shoreline cleanup, which is this Saturday. Also Saturday, there's a Earth Day cleanup event at Pine Street Woods. That one is hosted by Kniksu Land Trust. Crew leaders will lead teams of volunteers to help beautify the trails and grounds you love at the Pine Street Woods. So you can go to Kniksu Land Trust's website and find out more about that. And all week long, the East Bonner County Library is hosting environmental films. You can go to their website and find out what is playing where. And they will check out two action-based events that's happening at the library on Saturday. So lots going on for Earth Day. On Sunday, which is supposed to be a nicer day than Saturday, by the way, weather-wise, there's a bike rodeo going on. Lake Pondere School District, Safe Routes to School in the Pondere Peddlers and Sandpoint's Parks and Rec sponsor a bike rodeo from 1 to 4 at Travers Park. Bring your bike or scooter and helmet. By the way, I happen to have some inside info. If your kid doesn't have a helmet and you can't afford one, say, just go to this bike rodeo. They'll give you one. Free. Just give you a helmet. So every kid should have one, and they're free while supplies last. Sunday between 1 and 4 at Traverse Park. The event includes a bike safety check with minor repairs available, I believe, from the folks at Bonner County Bicycles. Plus, learn about bike safety and practice your skills. You can contact Erin, E-R-I-N, dot Billings at L-P-O-S-D, Lake Ponderay School District, dot O-R-G, for more information on that. But it sounds like a great thing to do on Sunday. Go to the bike rodeo. Coming up June the 11th, the graduating class of Sandpoint High School will be enjoying their grad night. And, you know, as I was saying yesterday, it's such a weird year for this particular class with the pandemic. It got chipped out of spring sports a year ago, and then most of the summer activities didn't happen. And then going into the school year had to be terrifying, not knowing if you're in person or it's half and half or just everything that transpired for this poor class. But they're finally getting to graduate, and they will have grad night. That's the good news. It's at the Bonner County Fairgrounds June 11th. The not-so-good news is because of all the uncertainty, they didn't do the traditional fundraising for grad night, which takes a lot of money to put on. So they're asking folks if they could, if parents can each donate $10 maybe, or anybody who wants to donate whatever you can afford. And they have an entire list of things if you can't, don't have the cash, but you have some stuff you'd rather donate for prizes for the graduates and stuff like that. They would happily take that. Probably the easiest way to get more information and to make those donations is to contact Darcy Smith at the Bonner County Fair Office. Her email is darcy.smith@bonnercountyid.gov or 263-8414 is their office number, 263-8414. And find out how you can help grad night. All right, we'll be talking to the Idaho Club. We'll be talking to the Lake Ponderay Waterkeeper. And some Earth Day facts coming up for you just momentarily, so stick around.
Coldwell Banker Northwoods Realty is locally owned and operated, and now with two locations on the South Hill in Bonners Ferry and downtown on Main Street to better serve the community. If you're thinking about buying or selling a home in 2021, think local. Call Coldwell Banker Northwoods Realty for a free market analysis today. 208-267-8575. Coldwell Banker Northwoods Realty on the South Hill in Bonners Ferry and downtown on Main Street. Coldwell Banker. That's the power of blue.
You want to know why April is one of Ponderay Winery's favorite months of the year? Albarino. That's right, the 2020 Albarino is now in release. Our rendition of this great Spanish varietal has character of lime and grapefruit with a hint of salinity that pairs beautifully with many different seafood dishes. Have a glass of wine while taking in monthly artwork provided by Holly Walker. We're open 12 to 8, Tuesday through Sundays, and offer a variety of bites that pair perfectly with our award-winning wine. Our tasting room is located at 301 Cedar in downtown Sandpoint. Come celebrate spring with us at the Ponderay Winery.
Jim and Sonny reminding you it's always no problem at Parker Subaru in Coeur d'Alene.
The Subaru Ascent is a dual threat as both a family-friendly SUV and a versatile all-purpose vehicle. The Ascent sticks to the Subaru brand blueprint, offering safety and versatility as standard features. It's comfortable here in the Northwest on sand, gravel, and snow. The Ascent has the power for passing vehicles and handling corners with good acceleration. It offers the Subaru symmetrical all-wheel drive system and 5,000 pounds of towing capacity. This SUV delivers an enjoyable ride for the whole family with seating for seven or eight, a sweet infotainment system, and many state-of-the-art premium features. At Parker Subaru, we have a full service department with fully certified technicians who will ensure the job is done precisely to Subaru's specifications.
After your research, visit Parker Subaru to get all the answers to all your questions from the friendly, no problem folks at Parker Subaru, Highway 95 in Coeur d'Alene.
Welcome back to the Raptors. I'm Roy, he's Stan. We're from Triple Play over in North Idaho.
Hey, I have some news. I got my new phone today.
Wouldn't that be breaking news?
Okay, funny guy. Not bad, Roy, not bad.
Seriously, how many phones have you broken at this point?
You know, three or four dozen or so.
How does one dinosaur break that many phones?
Accidentally kicking it into the wave pool, losing it in the dark on XD Dark Ride, watching it tumble into the water at mini golf, unintentionally crushing it while bowling.
I'd say I can't believe it, but I can.
I totally can't.
Do you have pockets? I don't either.
The Raptors are brought to you by Triple Play, where you can race go-karts, play laser tag, climb a ropes course, and splash around in Raptor Reef Indoor Water Park. Plus, it's all attached to a cozy hotel. Visit 3play.com.
I gotta show you this funny picture of my phone.
And score another for the wave pool.
KSPT, KBFI, North Idaho's radio.
All right, we are back, North Idaho, Thursday here on KSBT, KBFI. Let's see, what is going on? Well, it's Earth Day, of course, and this week they're celebrating the 20th through the 24th, so through this Saturday, but today is officially Earth Day, the 22nd. And in case you didn't know, U.S. Senator Gaylord Nelson founded Earth Day after witnessing a massive oil spill off the coast of Santa Barbara, California, back in 1969. And did you know that to this day, 50-something years later, you can walk along the beach in Santa Barbara and get tar on your feet from the oil spill from 1969? That's how much oil was in that water. Anyway, this really blew his mind. And with the help of the students and faculty right there at UCSB, which was the most affected area, was their beach right there, they decided to have the first Earth Days celebrated April 22nd, 1970. They chose that day because it fell between most students' spring break and final exams, and he wanted to encourage young people to participate. The very first Earth Day sparked an environmental movement that led to the creation of the National Oceanic and Atmospheric Administration, NOAA, and the U.S. Environmental Protection Agency, the EPA. Yeah. I know. A lot of people going, well, yeah, what? Anyway, Earth Day also influenced in passing environmental legislation like the Clean Air Act, Clean Water Act, Endangered Species Act, National Environmental Education Act, and more. So if you're thinking, well, Earth Day, what's the big deal? Well, that's why it's such a big deal. On the very first Earth Day, more than 2,000 colleges and universities, 10,000 public schools, and 20 million citizens participated in events, which was about 10% of the population in 1970. Earth Day originated in the U.S., but has become recognized worldwide by 1990. In 2009, the UN designated April 22nd as the International Mother Earth Day. It's estimated that over a billion people now participate in Earth Day every year, making it the largest secular observance in the world. All started in little Santa Barbara. Over 95% of primary and secondary schools in the U.S. and millions of schools globally observe Earth Day each year. And on Earth Day 2012, more than 100,000 people rode bikes in China to reduce CO2 emissions and save fuel. I wonder how many rode this year. I got to look that up. I don't know. On Earth Day 2020, 20 million people worldwide tuned into the 12-hour Earth Day live event hosted remotely due to the coronavirus pandemic. So there's some things you probably didn't know about Earth Day. I do know what's coming up after this next break. We have Jeff and Ian from the Idaho Club with us. They were with us about a year ago when they were safely opening up after everything closed down. And we'll find out what's changed in that year and what's going on at the golf course right after this.
Hi, this is Brian Ivey, service manager at Pierce Auto Center in beautiful Sagal, Idaho. Chrysler announced buy three, get one for a dollar on select tire brands through the end of April. Call our parts team for more information. We are also offering front-end alignment starting at $59.95 and AC services starting at $99.95 plus Freon. Our master certified technicians are trained to work on all makes and models, including Subaru and Toyota. Please call today to schedule your appointment. Pierce Auto Center.
Oh, I love family road trips. The wind in my ears, the treats in my mouth, and peace of mind knowing we got a free safety check at Les Schwab Tires. Like Les Schwab, my family safety is my first priority. Well, that and squeaky toys.
During the Les Schwab Spring Tire Sale, save up to $200 when you bundle select tires, wheels, and brakes. Les Schwab Tires. Limited time offer while supplies last. Actual discount amount depends on tire and wheel size and type. Cannot be combined with other offers. Exclusions apply. Details at LesSchwab.com.
Moye Springs now has fiber to the home provided by EL Internet Northwest, your only Boundary County-based broadband internet provider. EL Internet Northwest is currently offering free installation and excellent pricing in both Moye Springs and Bonners Ferry, with plans starting as low as $40 a month. EL Internet Northwest is ready to hook you up with broadband internet at the speed of light. Call them for more information and to schedule your installation today at 208-946-4147. EL Internet Northwest.
Over the past year, we've all learned just how important it is to embrace the things we care so much about. This Mother's Day, make sure the mom in your life knows just how much she means. Hi, this is Jason, the CEO of OnTrack Lawn and Landscape, inviting you to our garden center in Ponderay. Our new garden center has everything to make this Mother's Day the most memorable yet. Pick out a colorful hanging basket or a beautiful fruit tree that will be sure to bring a smile to mom's face for years to come. Stop in soon for the best selection. OnTrack Garden Center is located across from Papa Murphy's in Ponderay on Highway 95.
It's time to focus on America's energy future. Some in Washington threaten to slow American energy innovation with new crushing regulations, while China is marching fast to break our competitive advantage. Thankfully, conservative champions like Senator Mike Crapo are taking action. Senator Crapo is supporting vital investments in energy innovation here at home, making sure the Idaho National Lab maintains its world-class leadership in technologies and progress. Conservatives applaud Senator Crapo for his consistent support of technologies to lower costs for consumers, create good-paying jobs, while protecting our environment by producing cleaner energy from lots of sources: nuclear, wind, hydro, solar, oil, and natural gas. It's a win for Idaho's economy and jobs and the environment. Visit clearpathaction.org/Idaho and thank Senator Crapo for standing up for America's energy future. Paid for by ClearPath Action.
97.1 FM is North Idaho's radio.
All right, we are back North Idaho Thursday here on KSBT KBFI. I'm Bob Witte along with you and joined by Ian Kindy and Jeff Goh from the Idaho Club. And in the intro, I was saying you guys were on about a year ago. Was that like after everything opened back up? Is that how we did that?
Roughly, yeah. It was something like that. We talked about we were going to have the restaurant open and all that, which was obviously a huge challenge when COVID and you're opening a new restaurant. Yeah. But summer turned out great last year. Everyone sat on the deck, and it's the momentum's kind of continued through the winter, so it's been nice.
Yeah, every time I'd call James, the restaurant manager out there, he'd say, we are just super busy. Brunch is selling out every Sunday. Is that still the case?
Yeah, brunch is doing really well. In fact, Mother's Day, I think, is already sold out, so get on the list for Father's Day. it's been crazy. So, you know, we're open Thursday, Friday, Saturday for dinner, 4 to 9, Sunday brunch, 10 to 2, 10 to 3, and then we'll open, I believe, May 4th for lunch.
Oh, gotcha.
So that's coming up, too. So, and we'll open more dinners and stuff, too.
So we were all talking before we came on during the break there about the easy winter, relatively easy winter we all experienced. And how did the golf course come through all of that?
The golf course did really well. It's excellent to see it starting to green up. We're finally getting the temperatures that we need to get the turf to start to come back. And it's setting us up for a really excellent opening day of April 30th for the public. Our tee times are already available on our website, so go ahead and hop on there and get yourself booked. Give us a call if you have any questions about inclusions or course conditions, but we're really looking forward to the summertime, and the course is going to be excellent. We have no doubt this is going to be a great season for us.
So how long does it take for the greens to come back and get as great as we're used to at the Idaho Club?
Well, the challenge is getting the soil temperature up a little bit to be able to get that growth. And then once we do, which we think once we get a little more consistently warm weather, we'll get those temperatures that we need. And then it greens up very quickly, like within a couple weeks. And then I would say probably 2 more weeks after that to smooth out some of the imperfections, get a few mows on them. And then by the beginning of June, we anticipate that we're going to be in primetime condition by then.
Oh, that's great. It's good to hear. And it's an absolutely gorgeous golf course. I mean, just, you know, a lot of us old-timer Hidden Lakes guys were wondering, like, they're building holes on the other side of the highway. That's just, it's just weird. But you get back there and just go, oh, my gosh, look at this. They didn't even know it was there. It's that gorgeous. So home sales, Jeff, are they homes are going crazy in the sample all over North Idaho right now. How has that affected the Idaho Club?
Yeah, we've had a great year and a half. There's not really anything available as far as resale homes. I think there's one on the market, but we've sold a ton of home sites. A lot of people coming from, all over the country, Washington, mm-hmm. Oregon, looking to come. But now that we've got the clubhouse and all the services, it's really changed the buzz. The local people that live here are excited. They've been waiting a lot of years for this to come around. And we're still getting a ton of interest every day. We get emails from people asking about what we're up to, what's going on. This summer we're going to host the PNGA Men's Am the end of July. And that's going to really put the golf course on the map. Sandpoint's really been discovered, which is exciting, and it's fun to see this development. The original vision that was cast back in the day was fantastic, and we're just completing it.
Yeah, I remember when you mentioned the golf tournament, I was thinking, in long time ago, Hidden Lakes would host the pro-ams. We'd have a pro-am every Monday, I think it was, mm-hmm. and the pros would come out there, or even the better amateurs, and complain that they never got to use their driver. Hmm. I mean, all day long, they just sat there because of the way the water was set up back then, that's not the case anymore.
No. Nicklaus created a really championship course. We're going to have some of the top amateurs from around the country are going to be here. So people should definitely come out and, spectate a little bit and check it out. But, I've played at the highest level, and the Idaho Club was always a great challenge. It's fun to play. We got multiple different tee sets, so, don't be afraid of that. And, you hit a lot of tough shots, but it's really memorable. And, you finish the round and you want to keep going.
So you mentioned that you played at the highest level. For anybody who doesn't know you, or there are so many new people to town, tell us about your background.
Well, I was fortunate enough to grow up in a golf family in Seattle and play some college golf, and then turned professional right after that and played the last 24 years either on the PGA or the...
You don't look old enough for that.
Well, I'm almost a rookie again. Later this summer, I turn 50, so I may go play a little Champions Tour golf. We'll see. I need to start working on my game. But I've had a fortunate other career now and played tons of competitive golf and was able to compete at the highest level for a long time. So it was a real, real great experience. Never forget it. Great way to raise my kids. But we're enjoying Sandpoint right now.
That's great. Yeah, that was my next question. Coming from the coast and over here, it's a change of life, that's for sure.
No doubt.
And Ian, tell us about your background.
Sure. So unlike Jeff, I come from more of the working side of it, from the golf business and PGA Class A professional and golf course manager and things of that nature. So I come from the desert in Southern California, where I worked at a couple very large facilities. So I have a few PGA Tour events under my belt, hosted a lot of really awesome events, even had the president out at one point when he was sitting there. So it was really an interesting situation to be able to host that event too. So I'm really looking forward to bringing that experience up here and being able to implement that into the operations at the Idaho Club and really expand on our offerings and tournaments for professionals, members of the community, charity events, and we really like the offering that we're able to put out there for that too. So we want to be able to continue keeping that momentum going.
Very good. So do you also live here year-round now?
Yes, I do. This was a goal of mine for a lot of years to be able to get up to this beautiful area, and I was really excited when the club was able to build the new clubhouse, and they're starting to look for a full-time year-round operator there, and I was really excited to get the nod for that, and I've been trying to take advantage as much as I can.
So yeah. Do you ever get a chance to play golf?
Yes, I do, as a matter of fact. And so the Pro-Am series that you were mentioning that was back in the Hidden Lakes days, we do have a date on our calendar up here this year, so we'll be able to get our other professionals from our section up here to be able to see the new facility, the clubhouse, and experience the golf course. And we think that they'll be pleased with the product and that it'll be a fun day of golf. And they'll remind them that the Idaho Club's definitely got plenty of bite out there.
Yeah, absolutely. That'll be a great thing. Just to clarify for the general public, just about everybody around here has to drive by the Idaho Club at some point. They always see the gate closed. There are people who have commented to me, it's like, well, it's just a private community, a private golf course. We can't go in there. That's not true.
Definitely not. No, it's a semi-private, non-equity golf and lake club. It always has been. And so we are open after 10:30 to outside play. The restaurant's open to the public.
Can you just show up and walk on, or do you need a lot of courses that used to let walk-ons this last year during the pandemic said, no, you need a tee time because we want to space people out and not get bunched up on a tee. How do you guys handle that?
We would highly recommend booking a tee time. We may be able to accommodate walk-ups, but judging from our business levels last year, that would be a challenge for us most of the time. And so we do have our tee times available online in advance, and we definitely encourage people to take advantage of that.
Yeah. And we've got a great staff between Ian and David and myself that can, offer lessons and things like that, because there's a lot of people that need some help with this game, including myself. So we always need to be working on our golf games.
Yeah. So if somebody were out just driving around, discovering the area and pulled into the Idaho Club, can they get in and check it out?
Yeah, there is a gate attendant, and they'll direct you up to the clubhouse and come up and check it out. They can have lunch or dinner or, sit on the deck and have a cocktail. So, they should be able to get in pretty much daily after, 10 or 10:30.
Yeah, and you mentioned having a cocktail. It is one of the most spectacular places in North Idaho to just sit on the deck and have a glass of wine or a beer on a nice summer day.
Absolutely.
So really, really looking forward to that again. So you are definitely open to the public. People can come out to eat and such, and open for golf after 10:30. Is there an afternoon cutoff, or does it just go till sunset?
Yes, so we offer tee times until 5 p.m. That's actually a little bit longer than what we were able to offer last year with some of the restrictions that were in place. So we're excited to be expanding the offering of tee times for the general public, and those will be more like in the twilight area of the day, which are going to be a little bit more value priced. And then this year we plan on having a more aggressive tournament schedule as well, and hopefully some fun events for people to play in as well. So all of those are listed on our website on the calendar, and we encourage everyone to take a peek at that. And if you're interested, please give us a call, and we'd be happy to answer any other questions.
And Ian, you mentioned the big time tournaments you've hosted, and Jeff, and the big time tournaments you've played in, but now you get the Selkirk Board of Realtors tournament and Bulldog Bench.
Those are always the biggest majors. Absolutely.
The Bulldog Bench, we just had it last week, and our spring is too wet to get out to you guys, but we'll be back there in the fall. It is the granddaddy of all that and the Selkirk Realtors tournament that have been around the longest.
No doubt.
You mentioned that you're open for play as well for the public, but you can get, you said semi-private, so what is the membership deal and what are the options and how do people evaluate whether that's the right fit for them?
So you don't have to be a resident to be a member. People in town can join. Currently our initiation fee is $12,500. We have a golf membership that is $600 a month, includes your whole family, and has a little bit of a minimum spend throughout the year too. So, pretty nice deal there. And then we also have a social membership. If somebody isn't a golfer but they want to come, be a part of the events, come to some of the wine dinners and the fun things we're doing. Currently, that's $3,000 to join, $150 a month. So, members get a little food and beverage discount and some preferred reservations and, can definitely feel like, they're part of the club. And it's a great community, and it's only growing.
Yeah. So, we talked about – what's the best thing to do if you want to look at membership options? Is to go online or to call you directly?
Just call us. Yeah. Give us a call. We can give you the membership handout, go over some details, kind of figure out what you're looking for, and find out what the best fit is.
How often you're going to be around and all that things to weigh.
Totally.
And whether or not you're going to buy a house.
True. Yeah.
I did not look at our engineer when I said that. So we mentioned the restaurant. What is the food all about? What kind of food do you have? And are things different from last year or the same? Or
the menu this year looks excellent. Chef's going to be expanding on some of the options out there. Not sure exactly what we're going to settle on. I am definitely looking forward to being part of the tasting committee and deciding and helping solve that issue for him. But the menu is going to be great. We always have a lot of unique options on there that aren't necessarily always available at other places around town, and it is open to the public all the time. So please check it out, give us a call, and we can be able to answer any more questions and get you set up.
Unfortunately, I've introduced my kids to the prime rib, so we're not doing burgers anymore, so it's a challenge for me to bring the family there. But it's fun. You can go anywhere from a Caesar salad to a prime rib to a tenderloin to some fish options. So really it's definitely a wide offering, some great appetizers. So you can come out and have a fine dining experience, where you can kind of, come to the bar and just have a burger and a beer and watch a game.
So I had mentioned the other side of the highway for the golf course, but you also have quite a bit of real estate over there that's available.
We do. We sold quite a bit, but we have a wide offering from, you know, forest, mountain, lake views. We go anywhere from like 125,000 to a million for lots. You know, all the infrastructure's in. So it's a really great option for people that are looking to come to North Idaho, get the whole Idaho experience, and but still have, you know, a community of people to kind of settle with and connect with quickly.
Very good. And again, the restaurant, the hours, are you at full hours now, or is it going to expand as we get into summer?
We're going to continue to expand as we get open to the public for our golf course in the beginning of May, and then we'll start with lunch service. The dinner service is pretty set right now, Thursday, Friday, Saturday evenings, and then our Sunday brunch offering has been a big hit. So those are going to continue, and then we're going to keep expanding into the lunch as we get the golf course open.
And the easiest way to check out and see what's happening out there right now is just go to Open Table. You can make reservations. You'll be able to see, you know, what nights we're open, what's available, and that's probably the easiest way to find out what's going on, or just go to the website.
And you keep mentioning the Sunday brunch and how popular it is. Why is it so popular? How does it work?
Well, I mean, it all starts with the ingredients, and it all starts with Chef's vision of, you know, spinning off of our classic breakfast and brunch recipes, and he really just does a great job of mixing up some flavors and bringing something unique out there. Presentation's always fun, and then the atmosphere and the views out there are second to none. So
oh,
I think the combination really makes for a pleasant time and very family friendly, and lots of room out there.
You know, 30 something years ago, that little section of the Pack River was the mosquito capital of the world. That's what I always called it. I haven't experienced a mosquito there in several years. What's the difference? Do you know?
I think it's the fact that it's now maintained. You know, it's cut down a little bit.
I think the weeds and the
I think you get the weeds down. You have some nice grass. I don't know. You know, yeah, it's really not a big issue. So hopefully it stays that way. I don't know.
Yeah. And the new clubhouse is great. It's not identical to the old one. That would be really hard to duplicate, but it has the same spirit of it. It seems to feel like there's a lot more room. Is that a factor, or is it just the way you laid it out?
You know, I was in the original one back in 07, and it was majestic and had a great feel. This one, I think, is, you know, just more functional. The deck's even bigger.
Yeah.
We were able to capitalize on the
dining room just feels so much larger. I guess it's just a better use of space.
Yeah, yeah. And I think you know, people will be able to host a lot of events out there and stuff. So think about that next winter. But, yeah, it's fantastic. It's open. It's you know, has freedom. And we got the table spread out, so it's super COVID-friendly right now.
It is, yeah.
And, you know, definitely come out. And then hopefully the weather will continue to warm up, and we'll have the deck open here shortly.
And your pro shop, Ian, is it full-service pro shop? You have clubs and bags,
yes,
and things
absolutely.
For sale?
Thanks for bringing that up, too. I wanted to make mention of that. We do have a full-service golf shop. We don't stock a ton of hard goods, but we do have the ability to order them in special situations, and we do have a very, very excellent assortment of apparel from all of your top brands, styles, all of the new stuff. You saw all of the professionals wearing in the Masters this last weekend. I've got a lot of that same apparel already in there. So if you like what you saw on television, stop in and get yourself an Idaho Club logo to go along with it.
I want Hideki Matsuyama's thighs. That's all I want. I mean, have
I
you noticed that guy's legs?
I might not have those in stock, but
he is a monster.
Yeah.
And boy, that swing of his, I don't know how he stops for as long as he does. Even though it's better than it was a year ago, he still has that.
It's impressive.
That pause, and then just, yeah, congratulations to him. That was that was awesome. For one last thing, the public rates, you mentioned public can play. How much is it going to cost them to play?
Sure. So the rates can vary depending on day of the week, time of the day, and even time of the year. And so they can go as low as $69.79 in the afternoons and some of the beginning and end of the season. So we try to make it affordable for folks. We wanted to expand our tee time offerings and have even more available so that we could get everyone out there. They go all the way up to 140, which would be our prime time in the center of the summertime in the earlier part of the day. And so the best way to be able to check that is if you were to go on our website and check more a specific day and time that you would like to play, those rates will be available at that time, and you'll get a more specific idea of what the rate would be.
So if you know that you have people coming in town, say in July, you can go make a tee time now?
Exactly. You can go online and see what the rates are. If we're not available that far in advance, because we do have a pretty aggressive event schedule, so online tee times are available up to 60 days in advance. If you have a special group or consideration, absolutely just call us in the golf shop, and I'd be happy to assist and make any accommodations that we can.
Very good. Jeff Govey and Kindy, both from the Idaho Club. Welcome to the spring season, soon to be summer. Just so excited to get out and have another year of golf. And I guess for more information on any subject we touched on today, you can go to the Idaho Club website. That's where you can find the phone numbers and all of the membership information and real estate information and whatever you're interested in.
Absolutely. Yeah, I look forward to seeing you this summer.
All right. Thanks for joining us, guys. We need to take our final break. And when we come back, we'll be talking to the Lake Pend'Oreille Waterkeeper about their Earth Day event coming up a Saturday and more. So stick around.
Take living to the next level at Under the Sun in downtown Bonner's Ferry. You'll love the Soulshine Bistro with its wonderful food selection plus beer and wine, and the espresso bar with its organic coffee and more. Under the Sun is an eclectic gift shop and home decor store with the most unique merchandise under the sun. Downstairs, you can explore the new women's consignment clothing boutique with many hand-picked items. Under the Sun is open at 9 a.m. Monday through Saturday. Under the Sun, where the sun is always shining.
Wow, your remodel looks amazing.
I know. Thank you. I love it.
Who did all this beautiful work?
Real Estate Rescue. They do it all. They handle everything from remodels to new construction, and they'll even work with your subcontractors if asked to.
Well, I would love to get some things done at my house, but it has challenges.
Don't worry. They'll make your challenging projects their mission. Trust me, they can turn it into everything you want it to be.
That's great. I'm going to call them today.
Call 208-265-9051 or online at realestaterescue208.com.
How about putting a little bling in your spring? Let's make it happen at the Kootenai Casino in Bonner's Ferry. April is for winners, and we're celebrating in a big way by putting $84,000 in Plinko cash up for grabs. Qualify all month long to get your share. Weekday room rates in the Kootenai Falls Lodge start at just $59 a night, while weekend rates start at just $99. And when you need a break from winning bling, our Springs restaurant will tempt you with four amazing lunch and dinner specials for just $10 each. And our April spa special is out of this world. Get a scalp ritual, 30-minute massage, and our signature facial for just $119. Put some bling in your spring with a shot at $84,000 in Plinko cash. To book your Kootenai Casino getaway, call 888-YOU-ARE-LUCKY or visit KootenairiverInn.com.
Being a teenager is tough. There's the constant pressure to be liked.
Endless worrying about college.
Cyberbullying, high expectations, all the negativity.
There's no question. Being a teenager is tough. And what do Idaho's teens do when they want to block out the noise and clear their heads?
We're playing! Yeah!
Research shows that teenagers who participate in high school sports have lower stress levels, more confidence, and greater self-esteem. And then there's the biggest benefit of all.
High school sports are fun.
Not just fun.
They're a lot of fun.
Encourage your teenagers to participate in a sport or activity when they go to high school. They'll stress less and smile more. And they'll be laying the foundation for a happier, healthier future.
This message presented by the Idaho High School Activities Association and the Idaho Athletic Administrators Association.
Listen live anytime, anywhere with our new website, NorthIdahoRadio.com.
All right, we are back. Carolyn Canuck is with us as our special guest, and but you have to see how her name's spelled compared to how it's pronounced. So you are with Lake Pend'Oreille Waterkeepers, and what is your function there? What is your title?
So I am the associate director. Steve Holtz is the executive director, and we're the two staff working in the office.
That was my next question. How many employees do you have?
Yeah, just us two and then four board members.
Four board members.
Mm-hmm. So we're a really small organization.
Yeah, so for anybody who doesn't know, or they're, like I keep saying, there's a lot of new people in town, maybe not even ever heard of you, including yourself. What do you guys do?
So Lake Pend'Oreille Waterkeeper is a nonprofit organization, and our mission is to protect and preserve Lake Pend'Oreille and the surrounding watershed for future generations, to keep it fishable, swimmable, and drinkable. And we do that through a bunch of different ways. And so we do community engagement, so working with our community, raising awareness, advocacy, and encouraging others to advocate for safe practices, you know, to to realize that our lake needs help. You know, it needs to be continually protected. And then education. And so educating people about safe practices, educating little kids about lake ecology and, you know, how to look at your lake in a different light. Because mm-hmm. we all love it. But there's so much underneath the water and around the watershed that just makes it more exciting to appreciate and love.
Yeah, and you can take some pride in what you do and, you know, help preserve the lake for future generations and such. Mm-hmm. So you mentioned your nonprofit. You are officially a 501c3. So how do you support yourselves?
One of our biggest supporters are our members and our supporters, the community members that donate money to us. It's really important to us, and it fuels a lot of our programs. And obviously, we also apply to grants and receive funding from foundations. But really, support from our community means a lot to us, and it really helps us put on events and do some of our programs. And it's one of our biggest supporters.
So give us some example of your events and your programs. So, you know, like you mentioned, you know, educating kids, how do you do that?
Traditionally, we used to go into the classrooms with a cross-sectional diagram of a lake that was handmade by one of our board members. And we would go in and help the kids build their own lake ecosystem using like goldfish and snails and fish food and teaching them about the trophic system and getting their hands wet and learning, you know, what a healthy ecosystem looks like. And then we would, you know, throw trash in there, put food dye in there and be like, this is what it could be, you know, scare them and say,
oh, gotcha.
you know, like we need to work to protect and then teach them how they can do that. And then we would do a dissolved oxygen test so they could figure out, you know, how do we monitor water quality and what does that mean? You know, how can you be a water scientist? And so we used to do that, but due to COVID, we weren't able to the past couple of years. And then we used to do a kids camp in the summer called Watershed Discovery Camp.
Mm-hmm.
But we had to cancel that last year and we canceled it this year, but it was just a water-based educational opportunity to get the kids out on the water and teach them about kind of lake activities and stuff. But this year, it's really exciting. We got a grant to videotape our lake ecology and lake model, presentation. And so we're going to hopefully be releasing that soon. We just finished filming last month. I was like in front of the video camera and I was really nervous, but it was really fun, and it'll be really great because now we're not just going into fifth grade classrooms. We can share this video with all yeah. sorts of teachers, and with, you know, the general public if they want to learn about lake ecology.
And not just our lake, but people who live on other lakes can watch that.
Yeah, exactly. So we're the Lake Ponderay Waterkeeper is part of the Waterkeeper Alliance, which is a worldwide organization. There's over 300 waterkeepers around the world. And so we're planning on sharing it with other waterkeepers because we made it kind of basic lake ecology. So they can share it with, you know, kids in their watersheds as well. And so we're really hoping it can be a really big program. And we're really excited to share that with everyone.
That's great. You mentioned being a water scientist. Are you a water scientist?
Well, technically, my degree is just in biology. But I did take a lot of classes in limnology, which is the study of freshwater ecosystems. And it was my favorite class in college. And I took other ecology and physiology and fishery science classes. So the only other
kind that makes you a water scientist.
Water science is my favorite science, so I will be a water scientist.
And where did you go to college to learn?
I went to the University of Washington, Seattle.
Oh, good for you. Cool. Great school.
Yeah, it was really fun. I love Seattle.
Are you from that area or?
I'm from Pullman, actually.
Really?
Or like a little town near Pullman, Colfax.
From Pullman and you became a Husky?
Jamal, my parents met at WSU, and they were like, get out of here. You've spent too much time here. Go somewhere else. And it was good for me. It's a good culture shock, I think.
I was just going to say it had to be a great cultural experience to go to Seattle.
It was. Well, yeah, because, I mean, the town I grew up in, Colfax, was less than 3,000 people.
Yeah.
And it's a very not diverse, very close-minded, very kind of conservative, you know, Eastern Washington. And so I go to Seattle and I meet all these new people. I have all these cool class options.
Drink
and
all this coffee.
Yeah, the coffee was great.
Well, good. So How did you get this job? How did you end up in Sandpoint? Was it just specifically for the waterkeeper?
So after high school, my mom moved up to Bonner's Ferry.
Oh, gotcha.
Yeah. And so after college, I did an internship with the Forest Service doing stream surveys. So walking up streams in Mount Hood National Forest, doing habitat surveys, which was a dream, but it was seasonal. And so when that was coming to an end, I went back home and was trying to figure out, do I want to go to grad school? Do I want to figure out another job? And so I was kind of in this weird limbo. And my mom calls me up, and she had met Gray Henderson, who's on the board of directors for the Waterkeeper. And they had had a big staffing change that fall. And he said, hey, we're looking for someone to come in temporarily, you know, part-time, and just help in the office. Help do, like, menial clerical things. Which, you know, I was like, oh, you know, I could totally do that. And so I moved up to Sandpoint in the winter of 2019 with the idea that this would be a temporary job, and I'd go back to the Forest Service in the summer of 2020.
Mm-hmm.
And so that's what I did. But on the first day of the job, I walk in and I have no idea what to expect. I didn't realize that, you know, in a couple of months I'd be writing grants, planning programs, doing volunteer stuff, you know, managing funds, hosting fundraisers, all these things that, you know, when I got my degree in biology, I was like, huh, I have no idea how to do any of this. And managing our website and doing social media communications. And so I got to do a little bit of everything, which is the great thing about having a small staff is I get to learn all the aspects of running a nonprofit.
Yeah.
Especially being so young, like I'm only 23, and so I never thought I'd be doing so
I wasn't going to ask you how old you were.
Thank you. Well, that's very polite of you. Thank you.
Well, that's great. So then you just stayed on, and now it's...
Well, I say temporarily. They were like, oh, yeah, we can come. You can, you know, stay temporarily. And so I applied for the Forest Service, and so last May, I said goodbye to the waterkeeper, thinking, you know, like we hired someone new, and I'm going to go work for the Forest Service seasonally again and do that kind of jumping back and forth. But near the end of my season, I was trying to figure out what I was going to do. And Steve calls me and says, hey, actually, we can take you back on. Like, we would like to take you on as a permanent employee.
Wow.
Which was wonderful. You know, like I told him, like, oh, you know, I'll think about it. But, you know, like in the back of my head, I was like, yes, you know, it's an excellent job for me. Like being so young, it's really hard to get, you know, your dream job.
Yeah.
And I love water. I've always been drawn to it. I love North Idaho. I love working with a small community. I realize, you know, how tight knit everyone is and how everybody knows everybody and how, and I mean, everybody loves Lake Pend'Oreille. Like I've never met a person that's like, ugh, Lake Pend'Oreille, you know? So it's a really wonderful job, and I'm so excited to be back. I love working for the Waterkeeper.
Yeah, and that does officially make you a water scientist. So you guys, happy Earth Day, today is the day. And I was reading some stats at the beginning of the show of how it grew from a 1969 oil spill in Santa Barbara to what it is today. It's kind of staggering to think how that little idea became so huge over the years. But it's a great thing. And you guys are doing a great thing this Saturday. Tell us about that.
Yeah, so Saturday we're doing our annual shoreline cleanup. And so we're going to be meeting down at City Beach. And we'll be there from 10 a.m. to 1 p.m. picking up trash around City Beach and the Sand Creek kind of area down there. And it's open to everyone. We'll have free bags and gloves. We'll have coffee from Evans Brothers. We'll have donuts and fruit and snacks. And it's a really great way to meet the waterkeeper, meet everyone. And, you know, like COVID restrictions are coming down and people are getting their shots. So it's everyone's trying to, you know, get back into in the public again. And it's a great way to meet other people. Like for me, someone who's new to the community, to meet other people who are like, oh, yeah, I'd love to go pick up trash, you know, like I'd enjoy spending Saturday morning picking up trash, you know, like that.
So it's unfathomable to me, but people throw trash into Sand Creek and City Beach?
It's, yeah. So this year we worked with a couple of businesses. And so Monday we worked with the Wildflower Spa at Seasons because they couldn't come to our cleanup on Saturday. And we picked up almost 100 pounds of trash along the Sand Creek Trail.
Well, that's good for you. That's horrible on whoever put it there.
I know. Yeah, well, this morning we actually had another cleanup on the Pend'Oreille Bay Trail. I worked with the winery, the Pend'Oreille Winery, and we picked up 270 pounds of trash this morning. Just in a, you know, less than a couple of hours. Granted, there were a couple of tires. So this afternoon I'm going to be working with Evans Brothers Coffee, and we're going to go to Dog Beach and pick up trash and litter around there.
So you meet at the City Beach Pavilion Saturday 10 until 1 for the cleanup there. You can meet Carolyn and Steve and everybody that will be there. Gloves and bags will be provided. It's rain or shine, I can only assume. And what is your website if people want to learn more about the Lake Pondere Waterkeeper?
Our website is lpow.org, or you can just Google search Lake Pondere Waterkeeper. We're also on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, LinkedIn.
You're easy to find.
We're easy to find.
You're also very easy to talk to. Thanks for joining us, Carolyn Canock.
Yes.
And welcome to Sandpoint, and we'll have you back on the show real soon.
Wonderful. Thank you so much for having me. I really appreciate it.
No problem. That's it for North Idaho Thursday. Till next week, I'm Bob Witte, and we'll see you later.
K246 CU, 1450 KBFI, Bonners Ferry, 1400 KSP.